We surround the church and get into it through the main door. San Juan Bautista began to be built in 1542 by Juan de Ornero. In 1587, the stonemason master Juan de Rigos took charge of the work. He had to finish it in 6 years' time. However, due to unknown reasons, it remained unfinished as regards the main entrance, just as we saw in El Descubierto area. This church is included in the group of churches, so-called column churches. This typology joins the Gothic tradition and the Italian Renaissance. The floor is a rectangle of 58 meters long and 20 meters width, divided into three naves. The central nave is twice as wide as the lateral naves. The original floor included twin towers, but it was only built up to the cornice, which was finally finished when 36 meters were added in 1913. The facade has circular pillars as supporting elements. These pillars are built on plinths, pedestals, plain shafts and capitals decorated with thorny vegetation, something that was typical in the 16th century. Here is where the different vault ribs gather. One of the characteristics of these churches is that the three naves are raised at the same height. This architectural concept creates a feeling of a bigger space and a greater monumentality, and is typical of the whole nave churches. In the 17th and 18th centuries, new elements were added to the church, such as lateral chapels, flagstone pavement, and two magnificent chancel screens, with Prince Emmanuel Philibert of Savoy's image and coats of arms. He was prior of the Order of San Juan. The temple must have had high-valued works of art, but it was looted twice, in 1808, when the Napoleonic troops invaded the village, and again during the Spanish Civil War. Nevertheless, San Juan Bautista Church houses many works of art, and therefore we can admire the Renaissance chancel screen donated by Prince Emmanuel Philibert of Savoya in 1588. Remember that we previously entered the building going through it. It contains a fine central medallion with a bust representing the prince. In the chapel on the right of the altar, you can see El Cristo de la Merced or Cristo de la Buena Muerte. This wooden carving representing Christ has great artistic value. It dates back to the 18th century and it comes from the convent of Las Mercedarias. This is a mannerist work of art with powerful classical proportions and a balanced composition that provides a dialogue between the sculpture and the person who is contemplating it.